The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This a very important idea or support quality for mindfulness is something that belongs to the family of trust. And I say in the family of trust because some people don't like the word trust, they can't relate to it. So in the family there are other states or qualities. One of them is confidence, and another form of that family is faith. And some people put the word conviction in that family of things. So each of you might have a different one of those words that you resonate with, that speaks to you, that maybe has some reference point inside. But it's some quality that feels that your practice in your life is being supported by something that is in addition to whatever efforts you make personally. And so, you know, in some traditions they have a god or have some higher power that beyond themselves they relate to. In Buddhism, there's generally not that idea. But there is this idea that there is something that we can trust in the process of practice, that it unfolds in a significant, important ways, that you can't always orchestrate for yourself, you can't engineer. You're kind of going along for the ride, partly, and it's a really good ride. It's a really good thing that unfolds. And so we're trusting that showing up for our experience, being mindful, being attentive, holding things in awareness, is a valuable thing to do, and that we can rest in that or allow for that. If we're only trusting our own efforts, if we're only trusting our own judgments and evaluations of what's going on, then we're limiting the potential for this practice. But when we allow something that's not us, the Dharma or the practice itself or what kind of unfolds as we practice, the process of, you know, unfolding, of evolving, of deepening, or that then there's actually more space for that evolving to happen. If we, it's all about me, myself, and mine, my effort, what happens to me, and it's always being measured in relationship to the self, there's actually less room for things to evolve, unfold, develop in a nice way. So the quality of trust, trusting the practice, trusting the Dharma, trusting or having conviction in it, or having confidence in it, having or trusting, is a profound thing. And you might get a little bit more sense of how important it is if you do a kind of little a turn of kind of perspective on how your mind operates, and consider the things that your mind already trusts or has confidence in or conviction in that you didn't choose to. And actually, you don't even think that you do that. They haven't occurred to you. But some people have a lot of confidence in their anxiety. It's the only, you know, the only reason why we devote so much, the mind devotes so much time and effort to being anxious, is it believes that it's important, it's helpful, we trust it, we value it, we have confidence in it, that it'll do something, but otherwise why invest so much mental energy there? Some people have a lot of confidence in desire and greed. Some people have a lot of trust in their opinions, stories, and ideas of things. Some people have a lot of confidence in their wonderful capacity to predict the future. I had that, but I started paying attention to my success rate at predicting the future, and it was abysmal. And when I started realizing how poor I was at this game, and then I started letting up and not doing it as much. And life was a lot easier without this, both the prediction and also the, you know, sometimes, you know, I usually predicted things would be worse than they were. So I guess I benefited one way from that, the delight that it turned out better. But, so what do you, what does your mind trust? What do you have confidence in that actually is not so useful? And can you take some of that mental capacity, energy, that dedication, that leaning into things, and lean into some healthy trust, confidence in the practice, confidence in what happens if you really show up and are present in a very simple way, in a way that in a sense makes space to see more deeply what's here, makes space to see what wants to show itself and evolve and develop. When you're not so involved, when you're not so busy engineering things or evaluating things or judging things, and just here for this. So the trust factor, confidence factor, faith factor, you might consider it some today as you go through here the day and the morning, and see if there's some way that you can tap into some kind of trust or faith or confidence that encourages you, supports you to be mindful, to be really aware and present here, moment by moment. Thank you.